Congressman Mike Kaufman, see in the paper this morning where now the Post, which, let's face it, the Denver Post, back in the day, we used to have, do you remember back when gas was $1.84 a gallon, and we actually had two newspapers in this town? No more. But Mike Kaufman in the Post, now they're planting the seed of an idea. Can he survive his comments? Will this hurt his election chances? Now, with redistricting, it's not a secure district anymore for Mike Kaufman. So I get the sense that he is watching every word he has to say. And that's sad. This was Mike Kaufman, just to give this context now. All right? He's big, big, you know, hullabaloo about what he said about Barack Obama not being an American. You're only hearing the last 10 seconds of that speech he gave. Let's give you the entire, you know, like 45-second lead-up. And then we'll highlight the 10 seconds where all this controversy has come from. But what Channel 9 did with Mike Kaufman and the way Kaufman responded is really what I want to talk about. First, the comments.
Every week he's trying to divide us in some way over some issue. And it's all about being reelected because he can't do it on his record. He cannot be reelected on his economic record. I mean, post-World War II. This is the longest economic downturn this country's had. Prior to this downturn, I think the average length of a recession or average length of a downturn before the economy passed its pre-recession levels was 5 quarters. The longest was 7 quarters. We're still going with no end in sight, and it started in the last quarter of 2008. I mean, just stunning. And, it really does hinge on this election. I don't know whether Barack Obama was born in the United States or not. I don't know that. But I do know this, that in his heart, he's not an American. He's just not an American.
All right, so those are the comments, the last 10 seconds. Play that last 10 seconds. Do we have that separated anymore? Okay, here it is. Right?
I don't know whether Barack Obama was born in the United States or not. I don't know that. But I do know this, that in his heart, he's not an American. He's just not an American.
All right, so that's Congressman Mike Kaufman here. That's the only thing you're hearing in other media here. And now it's starting to go viral and people talking about it. Because let's face it, when a sitting congressman says that the president is not an American, and you got the birther thing, and then you got the Breitbart revelation of, this literary agent saying that he was born in Kenya and all of that tied together. But Mike Kaufman now is backing away from this in a huge way, and I'm not sure that he really has to. Maybe one can't know one's heart, right? Do we all agree on that?
Mm-hmm.
So maybe he did step over the line by saying, look, he's not an American. I don't know what's in his heart. But I thought it was very revealing. What led up to that? He was setting a context and a pretext to a question he was asked whether the president is born in the United States. That really seemed irrelevant to the other points that he was making. Here was Channel 9 now confronting Congressman Kaufman.
I apologize for showing up unannounced. I've been trying to call your staff. They won't return my phone calls. So let me ask you, after your comments about the president, do you feel that voters are owed a better explanation than just, I misspoke?
I think that As I stand by my statement, that I misspoke and I apologize.
Okay, and who are you apologizing to?
I stand by my statement that I misspoke and I apologize.
I apologize. We talk to you all the time. You're a very forthcoming guy. Who's telling you not to talk and to handle it like this?
I stand by my statement that I wrote, that you have, and I misspoke and I apologize.
What was he, a GSA guy? We'll pick up on this when we continue Kelly and Company. Traffic first, though, Friday morning. Unfinished business with Mike Kaufman. Okay, this was Channel 9 confronting Congressman Mike Kaufman after his comments about Barack Obama, not being American. And then he really, really, the term is walked that back, really tried to put out the fire. I'm not so sure. Now, it's not a cover-up, but the apology is worse than the original crime, I think. Listen to this Channel 9 confrontation.
I apologize for showing up unannounced. I've been trying to call your staff. They won't return my phone calls. So let me ask you, after your comments about the president, do you feel that voters are owed a better explanation than just, I misspoke?
I think that As I stand by my statement, that I misspoke and I apologize.
Okay, and who are you apologizing to?
You know, I stand by my statement that I misspoke and I apologize.
I apologize. We talk to you all the time. You're a very forthcoming guy. Who's telling you not to talk and to handle
you know,
it like
I,
this?
I stand by my statement that I wrote, that you have, and I misspoke and I apologize.
Was it that you thought it would go over well in Elbert County where folks are very conservative and you'd never say something like that in the suburbs?
I stand by my statement that I misspoke and I apologize.
All right. Is there anything that I can ask you that you'll answer differently?
You know, I stand by my statement that I misspoke and I apologize.
Okay, that's it. Now, it gets ridiculous.
Uh-huh.
At some point, and Mike, Congressman Kaufman's been a welcome here and on this show many, many, many times. We have a call into him this morning. I'm not sure he will come on. I can't, you know, I can't criticize him. He may have a scheduling conflict or whatever. But at some point, you know, certainly you got to talk about this. I think that's over the top. You almost incriminate yourself when you answer like that. It's like taking the fifth, right?
It made him look very small.
So, really, were the comments originally worthy of a major apology? Or do you think, hey, if the guy really doesn't believe, he certainly prefaced everything saying what he's doing, all these things are not in keeping with America. So maybe he did step over the line too far in saying he's not he's not an American. I don't know.
It also made him look bad, too, when the reporter, excuse me, Steve, for jumping on you there, when the reporter said, we've been trying to reach you, but we haven't had our phone calls returned.
Right.
That makes him look bad. And if he doesn't return Sonny's call, trying to get him on our program, that'll also make him look bad.
Well, I'm not trying to make...
He's trying to avoid the issue.
Let's not make him... I don't have an agenda here. It's like, come on.
But he may think you do. He may be just trying to lay low now.
All right. Well, listen, we got to... Yeah, well, we're going to take a break here. Hopefully, stay tuned. Congressman Kaufman may call us back. Do you think this is as the Post is questioning today? See, that's what happens. The little seed is dropped, and then you try to hide from it a bit, and then all of a sudden it gets bigger than the whole original thing was in the first place. 303-696-1971. Do you think this will cost Congressman Kaufman his seat in his redistricted area? It's 7:49. Kelly and Company continues here on 710 KNUS. And coming up, let me see. I just got so many things here. Which one do I want to tease you with? Okay, we'll do that. Do that. Do that. Oh,
Steve, we got a break.
Time. Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah.
Clinton posing with some superstars.
Do we have Alpine Planning today?
Yes, we do.
We did.
Okay, Bill Clinton posing with stars. That's not a big deal, but. But porn stars is a big deal when we return. You're on Kelly and Company. Good morning.
Good morning.
Quickly now.
I just wanted to comment. Mike Kaufman was on a competing radio station last night, and I was listening to another one that she used to work for, and they were talking about how his comment was almost, he was frustrated with the question. He's like, I don't know whether or not he is a U.S. citizen. It was almost like a dismissive, you know, I don't care whether he is or whether he isn't.
Versus being very direct, saying, this man is un-American. This man is not an American. He wasn't.
No. He clearly did say that he wasn't un-American.
Right. But was he an American? I think was a question, the whole birther thing.
Hey, right.
Yeah, I get you. And Congressman Kaufman, I know he's a stand-up guy. He'll come on here. We really wanted to talk to him, but, you know, the scheduling or whatever. But I think that the way he answered Channel 9 was not right. What do you say? We got to go here, but Pat, yes or no?
No, he did fine, because, you know, if somebody shows up on your door...
All right, that was quite shy from a yes or no. We'll come back, though. That's Chuck Traffic for you. Sorry about that, Pat.
Stop.
So the apology gone wild with Congressman Kaufman. Did he need to really apologize? And the way Channel 9... I won't say they ambushed him. I thought they were well within their rights. They caught up with him. And then this kind of like pleading the fifth thing over and over again. It's uncomfortable to listen to.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll come back to that. And hopefully we'll have calls into the congressman who's been on here many times. We'll talk to him for you, but not sure when. Clinton, I maintain he's a sleazeball and probably knew these were porn stars. And he's just true to form. What?